From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Montserrat heading for a new government as last-minute voters cast their ballots. Regional bankers call for greater Caribbean integration and an uneasy calm in Cayenne as protesting students await the intervention of two French ministers. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Upwards of 5,000 Montserratians were expected to go to the polls today to vote for a new government. Although there are more than 7,000 registered voters, hundreds are currently overseas because of the active volcano. Some Montserratians have been returning home to vote, however, and we'll get more on this in a moment when we speak to our correspondent there, James White Jr. A total of 28 candidates comprising 18 from three political parties and 10 independents are contesting the poll. Six of the candidates come from the National Progressive Party of the incumbent Reuben Mead. Former Chief Minister John Osborne's People's Progressive Alliance is contesting all seven seats and Austin Bramble's Movement for National Reconstruction, five. In the central district held by Chief Minister Mead, five candidates are running, with a similar number in the Plymouth district. There are four candidates each in three other constituencies and three each in the remaining two. James White Jr., who is closely monitoring the election, now joins us live from Montserrat. James, how seriously are Montserratians taking the elections? Have electoral officials been able to get a feel for the turnout?